Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
I had some friends when we all first started having babies that were like, look at this deal I got on this great stroller or this car seat. I got it at a garage sale down the way, and I looked at it and went, whoa, I'm not putting my kid in that. And, you know, how do you know that what you're buying at a garage sale for $5 is something that is safe for your children, that is possibly too old to be putting them in, doesn't have the safety regulations? My guest is Dr. Elizabeth Murray. She's a physician specializing in pediatric emergency medicine at the University of Rochester. Welcome to the show, Dr. Murray. So secondhand items and garage sale things, what shouldn't we buy? Let's start there. What should you never buy?
Everybody loves a good deal, but we really want to avoid things that involve the safety of the child. So car seats and things designed for sleep, usually the two big categories. And then, you know, there's all sorts of things you wouldn't think about. There's lots of recalled items out there that we have to be careful for, and, you know, we know things differently now. So clothing with drawstrings on it on kids' sweatshirts, those things are not legal anymore. So there's actually a pretty big list, and it's complicated. But in general, the general rule of thumb is things that involve safety of the child. We want to get those products new or from a trusted source.
So, okay, so car seats, strollers, you know, these kinds of safety things. But what if you see somebody who says, oh, this was barely used, it's a Prego, it's something, you know, Peg Prego or whatever, and you're like, oh, but, you know, it's such a good deal, and how can you safety check those things or just steer clear?
Well, I would steer clear unless you know the person and you know what it's been through, because a couple things people don't realize, especially when it comes to car seats, is, first of all, they can expire. People don't really realize that. Second, if they've been involved in an accident, even if they don't have any obvious damage on them, we recommend they be replaced. Another important thing is that whether a car seat is $40 or $400, if it's sold from a commercial store, it has to meet the same safety requirements. So we all are tempted a lot of times to go for the bells and whistles and the fancy brand names. But from a safety standpoint, that $40 car seat is going to provide your child the same safety as the more expensive ones. So sometimes that great deal of getting the brand name or the fancier name for less is not going to be the safest option, because you might not necessarily know the history of that car seat.
One of the things that kind of freaks me out, Dr. Murray, sometimes is, I mean, we did buy bunk beds. Someone gave us their old bunk beds for, you know, a vacation home. And I'm kind of always concerned. I don't even like anybody sleeping up on the top. But
yeah,
their looks
dirty. Yeah,
bunk
beds make me nervous, even brand new.
See, even brand new, they make me nervous, brand new. So
yeah.
Cribs, beds, what should we be looking for? I mean, you're in pediatric emergency medicine. Do the bunk bed tops really come down on a kid below?
Well, if they have to be installed correctly, so you have to make sure that you have all the brackets and the hardware and everything is installed correctly. This is not a place to cut corners and say, oh, it's taking too much time. You know, you really need to do that. But you also have to make sure you understand the developmental expectations of a child. You know, a 3-year-old might think it's tons of fun to be on that top bunk, and even if it's installed correctly, the fall risk is really great, even if it's a simple fall from them trying to climb down appropriately on the ladder. So, you know, you have to make sure that it's developmentally appropriate for the child, and then, of course, you have to make sure it's installed correctly with the proper hardware, brackets, et cetera, all the stuff it comes with. Cribs are a tricky matter, because the most recent guidelines, there's a big change that happened around 2011 with regards to the side panels of cribs. Remember, we might remember from longer ago that you used to be able to slide the side of the cribs up and down, and those types of cribs are now illegal. So you can certainly imagine a situation where somebody might be accidentally trying to sell that at a garage sale or secondhand. So you want to make sure you have the most current guidelines, and the easiest way is to use the Consumer Product Safety Commission website. They have a website where you can search for any specific object, and they can give you the information on recalls, what current guidelines are, and what products are safe.
Okay, what about, I know we've talked a lot about safety, and that's oh so important with strollers and car seats and beds, cribs, bunk beds. What about clothes? You know, a lot of hand-me-down clothes go around. Is there anything that you want parents to know if they're going to get, you know, secondhand clothes or gently used clothes from friends? Here's a bag of clothes my kid doesn't wear anymore.
Sure. So the simple things, again, that I think we forget about, but drawstrings on clothing, those are not allowed. So because the concern of a strangulation risk, if that drawstring got stuck on something and the child couldn't get themselves free or have it wrapped around the child's neck. The other things you have to watch out for sometimes are some of the decorations that have been applied to the shirt or the pants, whether it's a metal-based product and you're not sure if lead potentially is involved, or can they become dislodged or and come off and present a choking hazard to the child. So you want to make sure that the clothes are certainly intact and are really in almost a new condition, but those other things you need to watch out for. The drawstrings are the main ones, and different types of metal closures that might be too old and therefore not meeting the current guidelines. If something within a season or two of being new, then you're probably going to be just fine with regards to the metals, but it's the older hand-me-downs sometimes that you have to worry about.
Yeah, the older ones, too. And, you know, I mean, I always, it's just common sense to wash clothes before you let your children wear some of those secondhand clothes to make sure that
sure.
they're clean, that there's no, lice or anything stuck in there that, you know, I mean, really.
Now I'm itching thinking about that. All right.
I know. At least we're not sending that letter around, right? So are there some things that you would advise it's okay to buy secondhand for your kids? Certain toys, certain, you know, big Lego blocks, things that you say, oh, yeah, I would buy those. I would absolutely get those at a garage sale for my kids.
Yeah, something, you're right, Legos are a good point. Something that you can clean easily and something that's made from a material you trust. You know, something that's all, you know, a nice classic all wooden toy. You want to avoid things that might have paint or chipping paint because, again, of the lead risk. But all the old high-quality wooden toys are going to be just fine. Clothing, when it comes to simple T-shirts, shorts, pants, sweatshirts are going to be okay. Sometimes you have to be careful with the homemade blankets and such, especially if they're crocheted and they might have the bigger holes. A child could get, you know, fingers or things stuck in them and kind of get themselves tangled up in a blanket, so you need to watch out for that. And then there's other furniture that one doesn't have to do with safety of the child, you know, chairs, kids, you know, little desks and tables for children to use. Those types of things are usually going to be just fine. Bicycles actually often can be fine, too, as long as they're in good working condition.
So that was going to be my next question, was sporting equipment, bicycles, things like that, even helmets. You know, people put these things out on their driveway for garage sales. You go and you're like, ooh, cool, you know, a nice bicycle with a helmet going with it. Do we not like to do it like that? Our bicycles, tell us about all those things.
Bicycles are usually going to be okay, again, as long as they look to be in fine working condition and there's nothing obviously bent or damaged on them. And the same is true for tricycles or the, you know, the toddler type of bicycles, trikes. Helmets are a safety thing, and, you know, a helmet is a car seat for your head, if you will. And so I look at them the same as I look at car seats. That's something that you want to get new. You want to make sure that it has the label in it that's saying it's a certified product from the Consumer Product Safety Commission. And just you want to know that you know the history of it, because maybe there is a teeny little hairline crack in there that you can't see because this bicycle helmet had already been in an accident. That decreases the integrity of it and puts the new wearer at risk.
In just the last minute and a half or so, Dr. Murray, give us your best advice about buying secondhand items and what you want parents to know when they're out and about garage sailing and looking at these great deals and really making that decision, should I or shouldn't I?
I think you need to look for the regulations in your area, because some towns and communities are going to have rules about what can be sold. And in general, stay away from the items that are meant for safety. You can get high-quality car seats and things for a very reasonable price. Safety is going to always be so important, and you want to make sure that you check any recall list. Easy places to look, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, CPSC.gov, or recalls.gov. You can search any item to make sure that it is current.
And that website, again, if you want really good up-to-date information on these things, is CPSC.gov. You're listening to Healthy Children with our friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics right here on Radio MD. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand, or on the go. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.